Okay, we're going to continue our Shulim Manos Tzayim. We're just at the beginning of Shai Gulim. We're starting over here where in Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, where it says V'hine Kasha Tzimtzum Atmo, and in the editions of Rav Chish, it is Daf He. So here we go. Let's go. Now we're going to describe the cow. We spoke about the Mokum Halal, the process a little bit of the Tzimtzum we spoke about, and now we're going to get into the calf. But here, Kashet Tzimtzum Atzmo, when the process of Tzimtzum happened, as der tzad ichal min halala ogolaze, as we know, the moshel given to us by the Arizal is an onion. That's the moshel given to us in Eretz Chaim. So we have this 360 bowl. Kosh was machnis inside there, returns the Ein Sof, or the Or Ein Sof, into this Mokum. As a Deretzal Ichad, Min Echalalag Ogolaze, Hemshich O, Der Kav Ichad, Yosha Dak Ein Sino Ichad. Did we do this?
Yeah.
We did this one. Right. Do we explain what the Kav was?
We said what it could have meant.
Sorry?
You said what it could have meant.
Don't think it means something. Right. What it means is afterwards. Okay. As we said, Tak is a lot of adjectives explaining what's going on here. It's Derekav, and it's Ichad, and it's Yosha, and it's Tak, and it's Kein Sino, Ichad, a lot of adjectives. Oh, Hanimshach Me'ein Sov, Ertoch Chalal, Umemale Oysa. What does Memale Oysa mean? So I think with that we just speak about. So what we're speaking about, he seems to be, we're talking about two different bechinas, and definitely not three bechinas. So we're talking about an O and Sof, which is coming down what he calls Beder Kav, or otherwise you can learn it as a Tzino. Shad is, where did this Kav or Tzino come from? Bishlame, the O and Sof, is being mamshich a little tiny. Sort of a dripple of the end, so it's leaking back into the Mokum Bono. It could be mashma over here that the Kav is also coming to Zamen together with the Kav, or after Taki was there beforehand. So it's interesting, Taki, that the Mefashim learn. Well, before we get to that, we have to just take a step before that. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu did the Tzimtzum, that means that was the retracting the Or, what we call the Or Chesed. That's what we refer to here in the Gos Ubi'urim. Gos Ubi'urim in the Etz Chaim told that that is the Or and Sof. It's like the Or Chesed was mispashet mitzodov from in to outwards and left this Mokum Ponui, which is the Gvuros. But to be more specific, there was actually something left from the left in there, which is called the Rishimo. Unfortunately, it doesn't say this in the definitely not the Old Society, not even the Netz Chaim, in the Shashai Gula, but it's referred back to by the Ranash. The Ranash brings it down. That's the photocopy I made for you. He mentioned it quite a few times here in Ois, it's Hey, in Ois Vav. So if you look over there in Ois Vav, Ranaj, Rav Moshe Zakuta, he says, Kol Ramaz, Lav Dafe Chalal, that means Chalal is an emptiness, Ki Nisha Sham Rishimo, Me'o'ov, Aval Egabe In So Boku Nika Chalal. So why do you say Chalal? Because Klape, relatively to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is like nothing. Everything was removed from there. But Kalpenu, Be'arkenu, there was kind of something which was left there. V'zeh Sodu Amokim Shel Ha'olam V'Shalom Ein So Boku Mitzchilia. And then he says it again in Ois Tes. He says, Kol Ramaz, Sod Mokom Panu Hu, Zehu, O Ne'are bebechinas en sof u'me'arishima kedei shebezeh yeh ikuv el or ha'chalal shelo yazor ledveikus b'mekoro. So what was there? That was sort of the pillars, the kelim which were holding back this mokum ponoi from collapsing, because otherwise the or sovi, the mokum ponoi, would just cave in this mokum. And then he says again, So anyway, then we have Takiv Rishimo. The Rishimo, as it is described, is Takiv. It's considered to be the Mitzias of everything that was going to come out from later on is called the Rishimo. That's the foundation of all things.
That's the Keli for
the Keli. Yeah, I was just going to add that word. The Keli of all things.
No.
So with a Keli without all, is nothing. That's the Kav. The Kav now is coming to Memale the Keli. Memale the Keli. Look at Mefarshim. The Kav is Rishimo. It's Hanahach. Very good. So we don't have to think about too many things. Kav, Rishimo, Mokhavad. It's really only again two things. You have a Kav. And you have Keli. You have all and Keli. Those two things. So here we have an all Dak coming into the Kav, the Tzino. So the Mefarshim, it's already there, the Tzino. The Tzino is already there. What is that? That is made out, part and parcel, of the Rishimo. And that's what he says. Oh, Nimshach Me'in Sov, the Torah, the Chalal, the Zim, Mimale Oyster. It wasn't Makom Chalal. If Takim Mimale Kol Makom Chalal, what did you gain? You don't take out or put the whole all back into Makom Chalal, choose everything to Moshe Hoya. The Mamala Oyster, Mamala the Kav. That's one shot. I saw another shot attack. Mamala Oyster means La Osi. When the Igulin come around, then it's Mamala the Makom of the Chalal. But the portion of shot over here is that it's Mamala the Kav.
What was he saying?
Cholol
then?
Benimshach, because the attack of the Kav came into the Chalal. But he said a line beforehand. He said, "Hemshich ol derech kav." Ke'em tzino. Right. So the ol is going into that tzino, which is in the chalal.
The next few words, "Ein hemshich min ha'ein sof al tzeit ha'chalal
hazeh." Yeah. You mean it's more mashma like the second chalal? But we're not nishtas though. We know that is coming, b'derech the kav. Is coming b'derech the Kav, which is a tzino.
Do you not say it's Mamale Yisrael with a weaker light?
No, like I said, you could say that's going on the Osid.
Okay,
that's it. Right? Osid, the Zak is going to Mamale everything with a proper light. The same, all is going to be special. We're going to see it's going to come out the Igulin. Okay, so let's continue by. Now, yeah. Okay. Aval nishal makom ponui ben ol shebetoch chalal uben ol ein sof makif et zeh chalal nishkam shistam sem el tzada v'shim akav zeh lemata eno nagei gam ken v'ol ein sof atzmo. As we said, shim lo kein yalzo hadavu kemo shehayam v'yalzo v'yitchaber. So therefore it went in, but it didn't go all the way down, connecting both sides together, because then we call it Moshe Haya.
How does it do it? It jumps over.
Jumps over what?
Skips. You got the insof on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Then you got the cuff coming in, but there's actually a gap between the cuff and the insof.
No. The gap on the other side. It didn't go all the way down.
It wasn't a foolish.
It's a good word. It wasn't a foolish all the way down to the other side of the bowl of this onion, of this mokum chalal. It came in. Obviously, there's a connection to the end stuff, which this is the end stuff coming in, and it stops halfway through.
And why do we say, what's the idea behind, if it would have gone through the other side, why can't you have like one line cutting through the whole middle?
Yeah.
What's the difference between, like, it's already touching the other side, end stuff on one side.
Yeah.
It's not like electricity, but it's connecting both ends and stuff.
Yeah, and like it would cut the whole mokum in half, and the oil would start to splash it, and everything would be mad itself.
Okay.
Yeah. Valkei, lo nispashu v'nimshach o'or azeh b'rochav.
What's this bein hoi? What's the two oyer? What's the makom ponui between the oyer shu v'tech halal and the oyer insof?
Right. So on this,
which two oyer are you talking about?
What were you reading?
Bein nishach makom ponui.
Yeah.
Bein oyer shu v'tech halal there, or bein oyer insof.
And Makiv et Chalal. So let's look at this ball here. You have a ball here. So the oil is coming in through here, but it's not hitting the Ein Sof on the other side. So the Mokum Ponui, right, there's a gap between the Kavli or Ein Sof and the actual Ein Sof on the other side. Like you said, it didn't go from the foolish all to the other side.
But well, this is part of the case that he's from Samson,
all in the Mokum Chalal.
Yeah,
which is the Mokum Simpson.
They're saying two different things. There's a column, there's a circle of darkness in the middle. And second rule, that even the bit which does go in doesn't go to the other side. It's saying two different things.
So why are you not teaching us the Hagor number test here, which sends us to the Hagor's Kol Ramaz that we read before?
We did test which one, the Kol Ramaz
test. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but now you could use it to explain that there's two, that the Chaim is saying two things here. He's saying at the top where it's coming in, there's already the Mokum Pono which he touches, it's not Mamash Pono, it's an Eruv of the Bechinus Ein Sof and Rishimu.
So the more component Zehu or
Ne'erav
and Sof Shim, oh, you want to die from the word Ne'erav, right? I didn't shtel on that
so
word.
Taruvis at the top, that's the Taruvis, and at the bottom it's a proper Hefsik. Mm-hmm. So the Taka two Hefsik, and that's the repetition of
why
the time.
Why two Hefsik?
The top already, this Taruvis is called one Hefsik.
Why do you have one Hefsik? Why
no, because it's not Mamish, it's like in between stage of this one. It's not the Insif and it's not the Rishim. It's like a taruv. It's a
taruv. Hefsek means there's a gap. Yeah. A gap.
So I'm saying there's that there. Top is like a taruv. It's the two oyers.
Why do you want to say? There's a gap.
The makomponi is there. He says it's love dust. It's not ponded from nothing.
No, the makomponi always refers to the entirety of the halal. That's the makomponi. Now, what is that makomponi? What does it look like when the cap is coming in?
He says, "Avonisha makomponi. Avonisha makomponi bein ha'or shebetoch chalazel bein ha'or ayin tov." That's the Russian for the Etzchaim. He's talking at the top of the Kav where it's coming in. At that top, there's a Nisha Mokum Ponui between the Kav and between the Oyen Sof at the outside.
Nisha Mokum Ponui Ben O'or, you wanted the Medaga. The Nisha Mokum Ponui Ben O'or, Shibatoch HaChalam. And you want to say, he's saying in Mokum Ponui Zehu, O'or Ne'arev Berchins En Sof Varishimo. Kadesh Vizeh Yeh Ikuv. אלו אור החלב שלא יעזור לדבק במקור. Right, so okay, well, I have to rely a bit more on this.
That's what I was saying before, but it's like a weaker light which comes in.
Well, must I have to look at that?
The connection between the cover and the...
I don't know exactly. Okay, well, basically we have the general idea. Now, what's happening over here, basically we're establishing, the Eibush is establishing orientation for us, right? Through what the fact that the ore is coming in here, that's going to be the rosh. And obviously, if you have a rosh, now you have study. You have a right side, left side, back side, front side, and then you're going to have the raglaim, because now you know the rosh. You know the after the raglaim actually on the right hand side, depending on which side you're looking at. Okay, so let's continue here. Okay, no special the nimshal or ze rocha v'toch halal rag derka v'chad dak leva. Again, same principle. We don't want to splash it with wine. We want it very dark, and that's why the repetition of all these adjectives to make sure this is mitzamtzim itself in all the bechinas and all the sudden. Mm-hmm. There was only one. There was only the darkest. There's all the process of the you know the shulochol the kmo shohay. But derka the nimshal v'yoreh the ein sof. Amatzi letoch halal ha'ogul hazeh. Hu anetzel. That's the creation. Ve'al dekein midabekim amatzil benetzel yachal. Ve'ein oy. So this is, look at Arizal, this is our connection. This is our connection to the Eishter. This is our connection. We know this is Mamish, we find fine pointed and fine pinned, that's exactly where the Kav is coming in. At that place where it touches the insult, that is our connection to the Eibushter. Right? And we are much further down the Kav. And since the Gosh Hashem, this Kav represents a Torah. It represents a Torah. And our connection is by doing Torah, Lima the Torah, Asiyas Mitzvahs. All this connects us up with the Kav fully. And that enables us to connect with Lidabik Amatzi Ben Netzal V'lo od means there's no other way. There's no other way, there's no access point to the Eibishter, to this Koach, the end stop, except via this media of this camp. That's what he's saying. Right. Val pi v'apo pi shekolah tzilus hu ogu v'ein tzof makifu b'shove mikol tzodot im kol ze ois le mokom nisha dovuk bo v'nimshach mimeno rosh hakav ze sham nikra al rosh tzilus elyon. This is what I told you before. Now we're establishing orientation v'kol mo shemispash v'nimshach lemata nikra tachtoin yos v'atzilus v'al ide ken nimsa sheyesh b'chinas mala v'mata v'atzilus. Atzilus doesn't mean the world of Atzilus, but rather a general, genetic world for all the world. Shim lo kein, lo haya b'chinas mala v'mata v'rosh v'ringlayim Atzilus. We wouldn't have any orientation, and rather when we're doing mitzvahs, which is our connection with the Eibishter, we need orientation. We have to shake a lulav, we have to know all the orientations, where is lamala, where is lamata, and so on and so forth.
What does he mean? It says it's very tender, it means the beginning of the Kaaba, the end of the Kaaba.
The beginning of the Kaaba.
Before it.
Yeah, that's the most choshuva point. That's where it's connected, the end soul. That is the Rosh, the most choshuva zach, choshuva mokum. And obviously, the end of the Kaaba would be the Raglaim. And then we can establish right, left, back in front, as he's going to proceed from here.
I don't know what you mean with the lulav, because when I point to my lulav to one direction at the top, the person in Australia points to the opposite direction. So I'm not pointing to the top of the Atzilus.
Mm-hmm. Everything is be'erachin, right? You have to point to the top. You have to point to the top, and he has to point to the top. I'm asking me, where are you, which country are you? At the end of the day, you have to know there's a top and bottom.
We're not facing to do the same.
Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to know the direction. Because the direction is Lamata, the direction is here, Lamata.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, not when you're pointed, this is the Eibishter, that's the feet of the Eibishter. It doesn't work that way, right? Lamata kol olamim. There's no the thing. This is only for us, for the Eibishter, right there. This the klal, there's no tops and bottoms up there. This is only a practical thing for us. That's what it's all about. We're making over here the Tzelem Elokim. Okay, now we're going to discuss the Igulim more in depth now. Vinei, all azim, amispashed betoch hachalal azeh, nichlak l'shtei b'chinas. This all which is coming in is going to be nichlak into two b'chinas, achasim. He, kehine, kol ha'or shebetoch azeh hachalal, humucha shiye b'chinas Igulim elu betoch elu. Okay, so the first b'china, which we're going to see over here, the all which is coming in is Nasi Igulin. Nasi Igulin. And he adds in a vault over here, it's Muchach. The Rav learned that it's Muchach. Why? Because Vibam, we're talking about Mokum Ogul anyway, so it just takes the form of the Mokum, which is Ogul. But there's more Tiva Pshat here. But I'm not sure this is. All spheres are Ketzer, and I'm going to get a little bit of details here. How the Igulim, what are the names of the Igulim? The names of the Igulim are told that all spheres are Ketzer were Ogulicha, which is the exterior one, which is the most exterior one. Ubetocho Igul Ache, who spheres Chochman. Vechena Deldea Tashlum Eses Igulim, Shem Eses spheres.
Ten circles,
one within the other. But that's all categorized as Al-Khampin, the essence spheres of Al-Khampin. Again, this is way, way before the Tikkun, and we don't really have any Musogim of any Patsufim. They're not working with their Patsufim. He's just telling you, B'shorosh Devorim, that is what is the...
That's what it is
now. Not Pshad, this is L'Oss, he's telling you not Pshad Nevuah. He's telling you, this is what it is, because you missed the Hadomas in the show. He said, by the same Rabbi Zriel, Rabbi Gronado, which is the Rebbe of the Ramban. There's a Sefer called Mayim Moshe, and there is Mavaya, Lefi that Shittas, Klo, in the Rishonim, state that everything was there already in the Yerushalayim. Everything was there. glossies, everything, all the bechinas, the pasufim, spheres were all there, even though they're going to be created later on. We'll see, they're going to be formations of pasufim developing themselves. So what the catch is, why is he referring to pasufim now already? It's not there. Right, that's the chilek between the limud of the Ramak, we said, and the limud of the Arizal. The chilek was, one was learning Tohu, one was learning Tikkun. What does that mean? Tohu is, pshat, you're learning spheres. It says Chochmah, what does Chochmah mean? What's the Moshe Nimshol does again? Every Sumit Na'atzmo. And the Ramachal told us that every Sumit Na'atzmo, the Etzim is a dead entity. It's like a limb of a body. And you're looking, just studying the limb, it doesn't function because it only functions as a whole. That's Paltzuf. That was the limb of the Chidush of the Ariz that came along. And Paltzuf thinking means look at the whole thing as a whole. Don't individualize and specialize in one sphere. So Hagam the here we're in the Tohu. And we only speak about spheres. And then he's throwing in Paltzuf. Again, you have to know that everything was stuck in there with Sholish. Except what is in the forefront, what is in the background. This is the background of the law. He's telling you already, he's magdim to you. Don't think that the Eibsha created these things later on. There's no such thing as creation. Even though we say Yesh Me'ayin, but it always means Giloy. It's Megala what was there originally. Okay, really, in the Etz Chaim is different gears there. Really, it starts from Adam Kadmon is the first one, then you have Atik, and then you have Ari. It really follows the procedure of the Patsuf and the way they really are. Here in the Etz Chaim, since there are different gears, the Chantin Abba, you have to know, but it really starts from Adam Kadmon, then Arich, then Abba Ve'ima, and then Zun. Eilu betoch Eilu, Eilu betoch Igol betoch Igol, Atzim kol Pratiyat Atzilas.
Is it Adam Kadmon just on the names of the Oilem, except that the Partsufim are Archim and Atzik? They're different things.
Different Arachim, you mean? Different Arachim, that's true. But we'll see the Atzik, the Atzik does put it as one of the Partsufim, yeah.
Adam Kadmon before.
Yeah, so I'm going to take that as the gears in the Ashayim. Oh. Yeah. Because in Adam comes Nichlal everything. So here we're saying, so again, is everybody following? The highest Bechina is on the outside. And within that Bechina of the Paltu of Arach Ampino, he's quoting over here of Esther Spheres and so on and so forth. Each one has Esther Spheres one. Well, okay. Well,
the call inside each other. It's about 50, 50. Each one's got 10, so like 50.
Yeah, if you got, if there's five parts, each one is 50, yeah. Not each one, so altogether the stuff's over 50. Again, it's in case. It's 10. Each one has 10. Each one has 10. That's the image. In case, igulim were happening over here. But called igul me'elu yesh o makif, elav, ogul, gamkem kamoy, so vinim, so yesh o penimi, go makif, ukulam bochim is igul. So you had the eagle. And then each eagle also came with his own makif, which is makif for that eagle. And also, yeah, the opinimu went inside.
Well, these two, or makif and the opinimu,
yeah.
How's that look? Is it to that one level relative to the level above it? Or
yeah, well, I was explaining it. I just been reading now, and then I'll fill you in the details of it. Now we're talking about, that was the first Bechina. Bechina was in Gulim. Second Bechina now is Bechina, Zvah Bechina Shnia Hine. Kihine be'emsa kol atzilus hazeh ha'ogul mispashe de'akav ha'yosha b'chinas o. Now comes the kav. Yeah, dugma, again, that originally it seemed to be mashma that the kav came before the igulim. We spoke about the kav coming in, and we spoke about the igulim. He seems to be saying the igulim came first, all the igulim, and then the kav came in. Okay, so we'll see what taka is the order actually. Dugme igul mamish. Everything that you found in the igulim, you'll find in the kav. Rak shuv v'yosher. Very posh. Nothing much to remember. Yesh bo b'chinas arich, v'abba v'ima, v'zeh, v'neveya, v'kol v'yosher. O b'chinas zois ashniya, kol v'tora is odam tzelem elokim. Okay, so let's stop there for a minute. So one second. So what is the order with you? So is it the kav came first? Is the igulim came first? Which one is which? So it's not mavur. It's not clear. B'chlal yom Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Chaim stack is very mavur. There states that the kav came in first. Mi'agel Where to drop further? Me'agel, drop further. Agel, evil. So it came in the Bas Achas. Not like that, the pastors over here that the Igulim then came in first. The O Yosher, it created the Igulim. The Kasha is, we always have to go back to the Yesodis. We said God's Kabbalah, you can summarize in two Bechinas, Or and Keri. Now you can't have one without the other. A Keri without Or is Poshis. Mix. Or without Keri, it's just mispashit. It's not, there's no way to hold it back. You can't do anything with just electricity. You can't, unless you put it in a Keri, you put it in a fan, then the fan works, then you can unite it from electricity. But you have to have both of them. That's the Tanai in the Bliya. What are we seeing here? We're seeing all. But where's the keli? Where's the keli? We're talking about the igulim are coming in. Where are the keli for the igulim? And as well, where's the keli for the all? All yosha. So we have two bechins: all yosha and all igulim.
Is it not rishim? That's from the Mr. Spashitz. You've got something there.
It's rishim. He's saying it's not only the kav; it's also the rishim. So I'll tell you what the Mepharshim say. Oh, Attack, he said over here. Here in the Hagos Biurim of Halperin, he was malakid along with the Mepharshim, the Vesholim, and the Shemesoson, famous Mepharshim. And he says over here in Ois Aleph, in Daf Yud based in Et Chayim, he says in Ois Aleph, I'm the Shemesoson, the Heim Vishem Dir Vesholim, Dir Vesholim was the Nechid of the Rashash, the Sede Gulim Hayo. And that's another shayla. Did the igulim happen from out to in, or from in to out? The pashtus is happening from out to in, right? As we explain here, atik, and then achampin, and then it's closing in. He says it happens the other way around. Shahaya milimata lemata. The igulim actually formed from pnimius to chitonius.
Within.
No, that's the order, right? That's what we read. We read Taka the Keter, which is Al Champin, and within Al Champin you had Esses Tfios, yeah, the Keter, Chochma,
Bina. That was out to in, though.
But out to in. And he's saying not like that.
Unless he means within each part, so within each part, so if you've got it's first the most inner part, so part. When it's formed, it starts from outwards to inwards, and then the outer one, and then out.
It's not much. So he says as follows. The Sede Gulim Haya Milimata Limala Betriva Nasi Keli Igul Malchus Destia. Malchus Destia. Now I know Malchus is the lowest, most pneumistic in the Kude and Igulim. Is that? It started there. Va'akaba Chlorina Igul Ak. And then at the end he finally made Ak, Adam Kabun. The last Igul.
So what
are you saying over here? The answer is Eilu ve'Eilu. Eilu ve'Eilu. Taka, we're learning right pshat. We're learning right pshat, posh pshat, taka the Igulim nase milimala limata. Taka, he's saying limata. Depends what you're talking about. Are you talking about the kalim of the Igulim? Or are you talking about the all the Igulim? No. Again, always those two bechins you have to keep in mind. How did the Kalim, the Igul come about? Through the Tzimtzum. Remember the old fashioned records? You know, with the grooves? Just imagine that. So as the Tzimtzum is happening, it is going by Hadrocha, right? It's Mispashed Mitnim outside, and as it's doing that, it's creating grooves. Right? Like a record. That is the Kalim for the Igulim. That's why we see the Rav says it's muchach, that when the Igulim come in, they spiral. They go into these Igulim. Because they're going into the Kalim of the Igulim, which was formed out of David Simpson. So again, Elu Elu. The Kalim, the Igulim, Nasir, Milimat, Limala, out of David Simpson. And he gives a marshal that when you throw a rock into the river, then you see the waves, right? That's what happened. That was the kelim. So when the oil came in, which is oil from the calf, right? The calf is the same oil, filled in. It would go be eagle if from out to in.
Does it happen at the same time in two directions?
No, yeah, the Makom Tzimtzum will happen completely. It's all the kelim, the igulim set up.
Yeah.
Then the calf comes in.
Right.
That answers which one came first, the calf or the igulim. From here, it's mashmah, the calf came in first. It's true. The oil, if you had a choice between the oil of the calf and the oil of the igulim, the oil of the calf came in first. But when you speak about clapping the kelim, the igulim came first. So that's when the oil came in, it filled up the makom. The shayla is now, where's the oil for the kelim? Where's the oil of the kelim?
How
did they get them? So he asked this kash over here. The Ramaz asked this kash over here in Sifkot Yud Beis.
You just said that there's the oil coming in. Yeah?
Oil's coming in. Now, where's the oil?
What?
Where's the kelim for the yosha? We establish now the oil of the gulim is coming via the calf. Right?
But we said before that the Rishima was ready to kill you for the oil.
The Rishima, what does that mean? The Rishima was ready.
I don't know what it means.
What does it mean? All we know, we said the violin that the Rishima formed the Tzino. Yeah.
That's the Kaili, that would be the Kaili for the
Kaili. That is the Kaili.
For the oil.
That is the Kaili. Let me read you out over here from the Ramaz. He says a bit differently. He says in Chai, or it's two Ches. So far we're sorted out. We know what came in first. We know what came in first was the or Yosha. And that came in, was Mispasha, then Me'agel, that created the O Igulim. But Klap the Kelim, Avad the Kelim of the Igulim came first.
See? So what came first? The Kelim of the Igulim or the Calf?
The Kelim of the Igulim, of course.
Before the Calf Yosha even started.
Okay, repeat. How did the Kelim of the Igulim were created? Through the Tzimtzum. Way before the Kelim, right? Tzimtzum means now when we spash it, this all chesed back to make this mokum halal. By doing that, that's like throwing a rock in the middle of the river where you see the waves moving outwards from in to out. That created the Kelim of the Igulim. That's what Yivashon is saying.
Is that what he said at the beginning?
Yeah.
And the Kibbutz HaMerkaz and Tzoshabai.
Yeah.
The Tzimtzum itself is the Kli.
Yeah. Created the Kli.
Right.
The Mokum Tzimtzum is the Kli for the Igulim.
Right. So the Tzimtzum starts from the middle and spreads out until the size of the Cholol completely.
The designated area.
Right. So you're saying that's synonymous with
the
same.
The Divashom saying,
That's the same as saying the Kalim was started being created from the middle, then spread out, and then the oil came in later.
Right. So you have like an old fashioned record player there. Right? I'll set up for you, and now the calves coming in now. And he says over here, explain what's Psham Muchach is because you have the kelim, just filling in the kelim. Mm-hmm. Now, with this or as well, you have something called the or Makif and the or Pnimi.
Which is the or Yosha?
The or Yosha, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That
the
will.
Pnimi of the or Yosha itself.
Yeah.
But also the Igulim.
What?
So also the or Igulim have the or Pnimi and the or Makif.
I'm talking about the or Igulim.
Yosha.
I mean, what are we talking about? Everything comes from the Or Yosha.
Right, everything comes from there.
Everything comes from the Or Yosha. Lit in the Or Yosha is everything you need. The Or Gulim, the Makifi, and the Pnimius of the Or. It's all coming out. So, and every single eagle, you have these two Bechinas, right? You have the Or, which is Machnis itself, into the Igulim, the Kelim of the Igulim. Again, which was done by the Bashas Tzimtzum. And then you have a Makif around that particular eagle, and you have an Or as well, Or Pnimius. or Panemi, which is.
Are you going to explain that now?
What did you want? What did you
want to know? What you just said.
Okay, you just have to know, without getting into too many details, I don't want to get into too much of this. Each or is accompanied, is always the opening, but let's say it very simply.
You have the diagram of
it. I've never seen a picture with the opening. I've never seen a picture with the origulim with opening or makifin anyway. But so you have a keli, and in it you have the panemius of it, and then you have the chitzon. Each one is represented
of each eagle.
Of each eagle, yeah.
So each eagle is not. You can't just think of it as one big ball, like a hollow ball of light. There's something more to it.
Okay, a good marshal is this record, the old-fashioned record. So each group, look at each group individually.
Right, okay.
In each group individually, you have an or makif and or panemi there.
The or inside the group and the or outside
the group.
You've got the actual ditch itself would be the or.
I don't know why you don't like my marshal. I love this marshal.
I don't understand which aspect of the marshal you're referring to. And you talk about the
this trench. You have the trench, and then you have.
I understand.
I understand.
So each eagle is made up of three parts, basically the or and the or.
That's what you're saying. Kol eagle me'elu yesh or makif elav ogul gam kem kemoisu v'nimtzash yesh or penimi ve'or makif. The kulam bebechinas eagle. Just before bechinas shnia, okay, so
there's only two. You've got the or makif and the or panimi is the or itself.
Yeah, there's more than that. Okay, but we'll leave it at two. Okay, it's fine. We'll learn it too. Okay, now let's continue. Now, what is this? Zokter, v'lebuchina zois shniya kavatora is other. The Yosho is called other. Interesting. B'tzelem Elokim. Ki hu kav Yosho mispasha der kavim. V'kimad shekol ha-sefer zor v'tikunim enu medav ha-elo b'zeh al Yosho v'komo shizbar v'kama. Interesting. That this kav is an olim. I mean, if you look at it, you just see a kav yosher there, you would think that's an olim. There is this taka that is olim. Definition of olim, you have to know, it's not like we, you know, an intelligent person that can speak and he's a medaber. According to the Zohar, according to Kabbalah, olim definition gimel kav. Gimel kav. That's an olim. The olim is gimel kav. Who yosher, ki hu kav yosher, mispashe der kav. You have three kavim. That's an osh. You have to understand why, because the gimel kav represents the gimel tzadim, right, left, and center. And in each kav, you have three bechinas: the top part, the middle part, and the bottom part. Right. That's your chabad chagat nine, three triads. That is osh. That's all it is. The tzelem lekim. And lekim is made up of a pasuk called eses filas with gimel kavim, a right and left. Thing, not b'chat samcha b'shas v'sti b'shas tohu. Actually, it was all lined up. You have chokhma bina das, and then you had all of them b'chat samcha, all in one go. That is not b'tzelem elokim. You have to have everything is proportionally weighed out, like the Zohar says, miskula. Has to be a scale. You have to be able to potentiate and to actualize. Potentiate and actualize in all different b'chinas of this football and exams. Either it was the bechinas mochim, intelligence, right? That has to be actualized by the shefa coming in, and then you have the chokhmah bina, the right side and left side, all because of the bechinas to the das. And then again, right there, when you're working into the lower bechinas of the chagat, you also have the right and left with its bechinas. But again, right and left won't help. You need also the memutze, which is the tiferes, and right, you do that, you find it with the nahi as well. So that is definition, although important to know. Okay, let's go to the
back. So the tenth sphere is basically
more than tenth sphere. The tenth sphere, the Chatzamcha, is not good for us. But what we know, the Chalamakim is Gimel Kavim. That's what he's saying. Okay. Yerushim is Pasha.
I mean, Kasperius set up the structure of the three covens.
Right?
Four in the middle, three on each side, or do we speak about
three? Yeah.
We don't speak about Malchus.
Malchus is really the next part, so that's really the next part we'll do, develop from the Malchus. But really part and parcel of the of that. Much Bali Kama, the Da.
And therefore, you don't find them coming this way horizontally.
You can. Yeah. You can look at instead of saying Chachan Baga Dati, you can say Chagat Nahi. Depends what you want to focus on. But what he's referring to coming here is the right and left and the. I'm sorry.
So if you want to make put it in a different way, the cup itself, if you look very carefully, you actually see three cups.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That gets stood up. Everything is right, everything is there,
but the koyach, it's all there.
Yeah.
Is that why it's a cup? It's long because it's got like a top and a bottom and a middle part. That's what a cup is usually. The cup is connecting two points with something in the middle.
Okay. It's laid on, inshallah. All right. Okay, that's all right. Aber nasi levar ata b'chat ichat. Now I'm going to explain more. So, Agam, he says, Taka the Zohar. The Zohar Taki, he said, we're going to tell him, Kivan, Tikkuni. The call to the Zohar Tikkuni, in the Medav El Bezeo, Yosher, Kumoshim, Barakama. Because, well, why we're only focused on the Yosher? Again, as we saw, all the Bechinas which are in the Gulim are found in the Yosher, and vice versa. Right? Gulim also have the Atig and all the Papsufim and all the spheres and all the Shmakazachim, you know, and they have the universes and UFOs and all the good Zachim there, right? They have everything, all the universes and everything, but we're not interested. That's not our Tafkid. Mm-hmm. Our Tafkid and the Zohar Tafkid's claw that we're only focusing on, 99% of Zohar is only focusing on the Yosha. What is the Yosha? Adam. We're only focusing all against the limud, all everything which is nogea is take nogea to ak, which is the first we call it primordial man. Mm-hmm. The first oil which was created was by Gimel Kavin, and that we said that is our connection to the Eish. That's the Kavi Yosha, and we're only focusing on that because whatever is nogea to our voice, the Shem is take only nogea to the Yosha. Yosha, the cab, which is representing the Torah. Everything else, says the Pesach Sha'orim, is all geared to the Hashkoch of Kolodis. What makes the world turn, the weather, the Umas Ha'olam. That, like, rather they have the Ingulim, and they have the Mazolus, and they have all the good Zachin, and they have everything that we have. But it's not geared to us. That's not what we're interested in. That gives you all that will give you is Hashkoch of Kolodis. The Kav, says in Pesach Sha'orim, will give you the Hashkoch of Klolis, the Protis. The Protis, the Hashkoch attack is only found by the Kav Yosha. And that's right, the Torah. That's why we only focus on Yosha, because that's what's Nogea to our Voidah.
But you're saying whatever you have in one, you have exactly the same as the
other. Yeah, whatever all the Bechins we found in Gulim will find also in the Yosha.
You just with the Yosha, you can you got the Hashkoch of Protis. It's like you're talking about a calf, so you're talking about a direct connection to Hashem with
the Einoi. Yeah, that's right. That's the only connection you'll find.
Right, but with the Gulim, there's no beginning to an eagle, so it's like it's more to do with
that's the Hashkoch of Klolis. Yeah, it'll give you all the
to do with Tevah. It's more hidden.
Everything, the animals and the almost oil and the weather, the everything that is taken going to be directed by that.
Like above in the summer.
Involved in the summer. Right. Okay. So then he goes back to. Okay. Stop that. I will ask you at the Pratecha. Now explain to you one time. Asher who kolah kolah mitzios a chalal the kumash is bad without Hashem. Vuhu bechinas mitzios adam kadmon lekolah kedumim. So now this is the first oilum, which is going to be created now, before the giloy of the oilum kamu will come out now. Haniska bezoah ve'atikunim, but achrav nimshach seve kol hamadreyas kulam. Because once you have, so it's sort of the begeder choisem and nichtam. Choisem and nichtam. First of all, it's going to create the stamp. And with whatever we're going to learn in Adam Kama, we're going to apply it to all the different oilums. Because everything applies, but that's one of the good things of Kabbalah. is that once you learn one principle, you apply it over and over again. So once you understand the tzura, for example, the olam katzman, you'll be able to apply that to all the rest of the olam. So all choytim and nichtam, all the same thing. Da. Now you're going to make a sifum. Da. Ki bizeh achalal nimsa. Zeh odom hanikra kodmon kadmon likola kidum lakiniska. In this Mokum Ponoi, in this Mokum Chalal, you'll find this development called the Adam Kadmon. V'yesh bo metzias es esfiris, v'hem emaliz et kol ha-chalal hazeh. Kol ha-chalal hazeh. Right there again, it's lavdav kol ha-chalal, because right there, if it's memalai everything, then it was choyzer le'kmo shuhoya. There must be a gap around this in order to make sure that it doesn't attack the choyzer.
It means the whole cholal is being used for something.
Yeah.
It means I
came out kol ha-chalal.
No, I mean all the cholal, either for the actual or parts or for the gaps between them, which are also necessary.
The gaps, yeah, but that's, yeah. That was there.
Everything's necessary. I mean, the cholal couldn't be smaller because then...
No, but you see, you're going on the essence spheres, you're going to Adam Kavam, the hemi malas kol ha-mokum. But it wasn't the case. Like you said, there was gaps between them. The Kerem Shloma, one of the very good mafashim here that explains most of the Torah of the Etzchaim, he asked a very posh kasha. He is, if Taka, there's a gap around all these words and all the gulim between the Ensof and thing, where's the Ashkocha, where's the Yichud Hashem? Where's the Yichud Hashem? Seems to be there's a gap between the creation of these all the gulim and everything inside is Mokum Chalal. And Hashem, which is represented from the end stuff, which is around. You get the picture?
The most outer circle.
The most outer circle, there's a gap between that and the actual O and Sof, as a Soviet. It's called O and Sof as Soviet. I can't touch because then everything would just revert to what it was. Obviously, in fact, there's a gap between us and this.
So this regime, that regime is the gap. It's not much gap.
The curve connects us.
Oh, that's what he wants to answer. He wants to answer Taki and Achanam, the Yichud, which we speak about, the Yichud Hashem, is all via the calf. The calf Taki connects us again. That notion that Taki, that is our portal, that is our connection to the images. Taki, that Mokum over there.
And how does the Tikkun work? The Tikkun fixing each one of the different.
Well, Tikkun were five. We can't speak about
that.
I mean,
is the Tikkun? Is there any aspect of Tikkun with the gaps in between the different olamos? There's never anything, nothing to do with it.
No, we don't deal with that. We don't deal with the chlal of the igulim. Even though there's a lot of things happening there.
How do the igulim have a yichud Hashem?
Again, everything comes via the calf, right? The calf develops these igulim. So everything eventually is all related back to the calf, back to the oil, and so back to the oil sof, then so back to the
And yichud works from the fact that the calf gets weaker as it goes down different madrigas, as it goes down to the Asiyah,
How the yichud works.
I mean, it's only possible to have yichud then.
Because of the calf.
Because the calf's got weaker as it's gone down, so therefore.
You know, you mean to say that the development of the world, the creation of the world, could only happen if you have no chus
d'agra. Otherwise,
there'd
be nothing to be
accepted. Yeah, this is a different point. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. Nachmo. V'da. Ki v'zeh halal nimsa, zeh adam kavon, zeh adam nikra kavon lekol kol hachalal hazeh. On natchila yotza eset sfilos derech igulim eilu v'toch eilu. Again, this is love after the order. Okay, this is only clap of the Kalim. But as we say, the all, actually what came in first? The calf came in first. The calf came in first, and mispashed the eagle, mispashed calf, eagle, mispashed calf, eagle. That's what actually happened. But still, all them. So this calf now is going to be the representation of the Adam. It will be the development. That is the mokum where the Adam kavon will be malbish this calf. Ve'ein anu oskin klal beigulim. Rak bebechina se yoshe belvad. Ve'la'la nivar mitzias beigulim ve'yoshe ma inyonim. V'hinei v'ayte v'hinei ayidei tzimtzum azeh aniska kasher nase odom aniska hayabo b'chinas atzmius and kelim. Now when it comes to odom kadmon, again there's two things, atzmus and kelim. Atzmus meaning the all and kelim. Now, how do you develop kelim? Here's the yesod. This we have. I have it underlined already. Kitzimtzum ol golem asiyas havayas kelim. That's yesod. Yesod. That's what we said from the Divrei Shalom. Where did he get it from? He got it from here. This line. Because when the oil was mispashed from this small component, the oil chesed that created, that is the only way. You have to know. If, all through Etzchaim we see the creation of Kelim. But you have to remember this is so godel that the symptom is the golem of the Estias Kelim. Havias Kelim. Kemosh is Vali Kamal Be'ezal Hashem. Ve'en la'a l'ushus le'dab l'yosim memokim kubor ha'zeh ve'amaskil yovin rishim devar me'archir yisto ve'ashir yivar be'ezal Hashem v'drushim ha'achir yabayim lefaneinu. Okay, I can, that's all you listen to Megalitos. Oh no. Eino Kli Mamish. Alright, just a Mamma Muski here. You have to know that even though we're saying with Takit's a Kli, Avada, Avada, Nishin Kli, Eleve Erech, Or Shebetoch, Anika Kli. In relation, that's already the cloud of Erechin, already he's laying down the seeds of the limud of Kabbalah to know that there's a vault of Erechin. Ona Huzach, Ubahir, Betachris, Abihirus, Vedvekus. A dakus vazichuch. A vada, this keli is all complete. There's only all here. But in order for us, in order to learn Kabbalah, in order for us to explain and to understand, we have to have this comparison between this and that. So we call this keli as opposed to this all. That's all it is. A vada is not keli. We always find actually the actual development keli in Akudim, the world of Akudim. Vihine, Adam Kadman Azeh. Who mavriach min akatze elyon akatze tachton? Doesn't mean tachton mamish. As we said, it's like it stops before the end. It's going to be foolish. Bekol achalal atzilas aniska. Again, not the complete chalal because there's a gap. Ubeze adam nechlolim kol aolamas. Kemo shenivar lekamam bezat Hashem. Again, always the principle is the seed is placed, and from the seed is developed another thing, another thing, another thing, another thing. So Adam Kadma is the seed. Within that, you'll see how Boshe developing another world which is developing around Adam Kam, and around Akam, and around that, around that, around that. It's going to be the development of the world. So again, he's the Mavriach, he's the Kav, he's the Kav, he's the Neshama of everything that's going to come from now on.
So it means the lowest Majeka, like the bottom of Asiya, is basically the bottom of Adam Kam, effectively.
Well, the Oshav,
it's produced, it's connected. The lowest part of the Adam Kadmon in the Shurim.
In the Shurim, that's right. The Neshama Shabbat, if you look at through all the all these levels, you'll finally find what's the Neshama of what's making the world work. It's like the Adam Kadmon. And that, what's the Neshama of the Adam Kadmon?
It's like a blueprint, but it's more than a blueprint, but it's a blueprint of all the Olamas you already find in Adam Kadmon.
Yeah, the Shor, she's the Shor developing, right? Without him, the other worlds won't be able to develop. They only develop because they're already there for potential. Okay, a little bit further. So what's the Neshom of Adam Kavman?
The Kav.
The Kav. Okay, very simple. You have the Kav, and then you develop Adam Kavman, and then Atzilus, Bri, Atzilus, Sia, and all the worlds will develop around there. So let's just finish up here, the Perek, the Shah here, Vihine. The Bechinas Pinimius, the Atzimius to the Adam, Ze, Ein, Anu, Rashim, Lid, Asik, Klal. We're not going to be chlastic about the Pinimius of Adam Kavman. The Kav kind. Omnam, it's asig and edavir b'mash and nitzal mimenu. Whatever is going to come out from him is the development. But we're not b'chlag going to speak about this. The essence of the cloud is whatever comes out is whatever is inside, and whatever is developed outside is developed inside.
Right. So it's okay. A reflection.
It's a reflection. But we're not going to speak b'chlag about what's inside. V'hu ki hine liyos o ha'ensof godomod. Which is inside Taka's Adam Kadmon. L'chein lo ayu yicholim l'kablo. Ela ban be'emtzaus ze Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is a filter be'etzim. Like you were saying before, there's no way the other worlds can develop themselves. If not, you have filter under filter under filter until we create, which were the tachlis of the oilam, right? So you have to create this world and that world, this one and that world. Rather, they have their own tafke b'fnei atzmo, but the ultimate tafke is to create us. And we could not receive any all of the end, so if it wasn't for the fact that you have the oilam, which was a mafsik, the all.
Mm-hmm.
The penimis of Bimavad we can uncover. We can only uncover what's outside, what's coming out. Shehem, where does the oil come out from? Be'etzen? It comes out from the Uznayim, Ve'enayim, Ve'achoytem, Ve'apeh, Kemo Sheba Zimach Ve'edot Hashem. That's where all the worlds are going to be developed, called Achav, and that's what we're going to be discussing in the next Sha'orim, called Tanta, and so on and so forth. We'll be discussing the worlds of Achav. Interesting, Stam Agav, he mentions there was nine before the nine. If you
don't know what is that, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that correct? Well, my eyes are higher than my ears. I mean, if I were to speak about a higher Bechina, I would speak further about the eyes, and then lower the ears.
That's what it does do. A nine before is nine.
What, do you have a different gear?
No,
I have Shehem, I was nine.
Ah, okay.
You have a different gear?
Nine was nine.
So we find that there was nine or before their nine. I think that's also the case in their time. We'll see, Taka, there's actually two different types of a nine. One is Taka Emesika higher, which will be Chalav, we're not going to speak about. One is to speak about a Madrega, which is lower than the Oznaim, which is called a Naim, which we'll get into next time. Okay, so stop here.
For more shiurim or information about the Yeshiva Tachen, please visit our website www.yeshivatachen.com. Have any questions or looking to learn Chochmas Emes with an experienced Rebbe? Please send us an email at yeshivatachen@gmail.com. That's yeshivatachen@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.